6:07 and the show is your live. I love this hour. We always just sit back, relax, chill out and talk with friends, and love when my next guest comes on. It's her name is Bea Laurie. She is, and you know why I think I like you so much, Bea?
Why? Here's because I
have two daughters, and I like when people fight for my daughters.
Oh.
And I think that's what you, that's the way I interpret what you and what the folks at Girls Inc. do. And so welcome. I'm glad you're here.
I'm delighted to be here.
Now, we hung out with you for about, I don't know, 5-6 minutes. Was it yesterday or the day before?
Day before
on the afternoon news. And I know that we have a big anniversary going on. We have a couple of big events going on, and we'll get to all of that. But first, let's talk a little bit about just Girls Inc. in general. You're the executive director of Girls Inc. of Chattanooga. Give folks a little bit of a background for those that aren't familiar, or they've heard the term, or they've heard about the organization, but they're not that familiar. What is Girls Inc. and what does it do here in the community?
Girls Inc. serves girls ages 6 to 18 from throughout the community. Our focus is to help girls become strong, smart, and bold. When we say strong, we mean healthy. When we say bold, smart, we mean educated. And when we say bold, we mean independent. And we're helping girls going through those years of their girlhood, you know, when they're in school, developing the confidence that you need to be successful, the public speaking skills starting at the age of 6, leadership skills starting at the age of 6, women's history, a whole bunch of different Girls Inc. programming that we have. We have 76 different programs to choose from our Girls Inc. international organization, and some we have locally. So the girls will learn everything from different aspects about health, which Decorah will talk about more later. They will learn economic literacy. They learn media literacy. We have so much interesting programming, and it's all developmentally appropriate. So what girls 6 to 8 learn is for their age group. What's, you know, 9 to 11-year-olds is their age group. And then we just keep on going through the years until we get to those wonderful high school years where we let girls move forward and take all that they've learned and actually implement stuff as teen-led programs.
Now, teen-led programs I find fascinating because that's where you really learn, when you're actually thrown into the position and you take everything that you've learned and now you're actually putting it into practice. Talk a little bit more about that and some of the programs that are designed to help young ladies do that.
Well, the teen-led programs are topics that the girls have decided they're interested in, that they want to advocate on, for the most part. So one, for example, is our Friendly Peer Suasion program, and Kiana's here and she's part of that program. And she'll talk more about that later. But, you know, that program and our Infant Mortality Public Awareness Campaign program, which is IMPACT, and others like that, it teaches girls how to be in the driver's seat. You know, when we say teen-led, we mean teen-led. So they're making the decisions in terms of how they're executing the programs. And, you know, there's staff there that's helping facilitate, but the teens are the ones who really make the decisions in terms of, you know, what should be included in the presentations? You know, where can they get research information that they need about it? You know, how do we get our message across to teens effectively? I mean, there are multiple decision levels, but the skills that the teens learn in these programs are really essential. I mean, our programming, even at the age of 6, is hands-on and, you know, gets more and more hands-on, you know, as you get to the high school level, as I mentioned. What's really wonderful about what our teens are doing in the high school level is they're also learning workplace readiness skills without even realizing it. But it's very intentional on our part. They're learning teamwork. They're learning consensus building. They're learning writing skills. They're learning presentation skills, learning public speaking skills, the research skills that I mentioned already. They are learning, you know, how to get their message across and be convincing, the learning networking skills. I mean, there's a host of skills that they're learning that are essential for success, high school, college, and in the workplace.
We're talking with Bea Laurie of Girls Inc. We're also going to introduce you to a fantastic young lady who is, I guess, still going through the Girls Inc. program and has been doing so since the age of 9. Now she's 15 and driving. Also, we're going to introduce you to Decorah Johnson. She's the managing elementary age program director, I guess. Is that the official title?
Manager of elementary age programs.
Okay. I got was close. Come on.
You were.
But Bea, real quick, what I want to touch on with you is something that you touched on, and that's leadership. And I teach a seventh grade, or actually eighth grade boys in our church. And one thing I always tell them is that a lot of people think that, well, I'm not a leader, I'm more of a follower, and people have this perception. My personal belief is that everybody is a leader in some respect or another, whether you want to be or not. People are always watching you, they're modeling after you, and that's important to realize for everyone, especially young ladies, isn't it?
I love the fact that you said that everybody's a leader, because I really do believe that as well. Everybody has qualities that at different points in their lives that they need to, you know, be able to tap into to take the lead on something. And our girls, you know, learn that they have those qualities within them. Sometimes we're followers, sometimes we're leaders, but it's okay to be a leader. And we want you to have the confidence to know that your decisions matter. How you reach your decisions, how you get your peers to follow in a positive way what you're doing matters. I mean, there are a lot of parts of leadership, so it's very important.
And I love that that you say and you put into practice that these are skills that are teachable to young women, and I think that's a fantastic thing. Okay, we'll go ahead, and Tara, we'll take our break about 30 seconds early. When we come back, we're going to introduce you to Kiana Lindsay. It's Lindsay, right?
Yes.
All right, Kiana, again, who has been in Girls Inc. and associated with it since the age of 9. Also, we'll introduce you to Takora Johnson. She is the manager of elementary age programs.
Yes.
All right. And all of that, by the way, totally forgot to mention the top of this hour. This is why I love InfoSystems technology. Every week, InfoSystems will donate this hour of radio to local nonprofits and just basically organizations that are doing amazing things in the community. And Girls Inc. of Chattanooga certainly falls into that category. So kudos to InfoSystems technology. And hey, if you want to support the work that they do, then you have got to computer needs, any technology needs that you, your company have, InfoSystems technology is who you need to check out. InfoSystems.biz is the website. All right, more with Girls Inc. when we return. It's News Talk 95.3 WPLZ. Six 18. The show is Your Live This Hour, brought to you by InfoSystems Technology. Any technology needs that your company has, be it setting up a network or setting up a phone network, if you want somebody that you can trust that deals honestly and does incredible work and has a stellar reputation in town, InfoSystems Technology is who you need to get in touch with. Their website, infosystems.biz, B-I-Z. I love them because their president, Clay Hales, gets what it means to support the community. Every week he donates this hour to local nonprofits in the community or folks that are just doing great work in the community. And Girls Inc. is our guest this hour. We've been talking with Bea Laurie. We'll talk more with her in a moment. She is the executive director of Girls Inc. Right now, we want to introduce you to a young lady who is going through Girls Inc. and is a fantastic representation of the whole program. Her name is Takora Johnson. Kiana Lindsay.
There you go.
Takora shook that off very quickly. Kiana, you have been with the program since the age of 9. You're 15 now, so about 6 years, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
Tell us at 9 years old. Let's even go back further. 8 years old.
Okay.
Talk about life before Girls Inc., and then just kind of take us through some of the things that you've learned since you've been with the program.
Well, I don't really remember that far. I remember eight, but not before then.
Yeah, I remember tying my shoes and being paced when I was eight. I don't know.
But just Girls Inc. has affected me so much. Like, I just, like B said earlier, being strong, smart, and bold, I don't think I believed that before. I mean, Girls Inc. has taught me that it's okay to be a woman and to be successful in the world. I mean, Girls Inc. has told me that it's okay being you, and it's okay to, like she said, be a follower. Sometimes you need to follow in order to become a leader.
Now, Kiana, one thing that I like about Girls Inc. is the whole public speaking and communications aspect of it, which I think is hugely important for young people to learn. There are, I would say, 70 to 80%, I'm totally pulling the percentages out of my head, by the way, but a large number of adults that will not sit in front of a microphone and talk. You're 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You seem fairly comfortable. Is this a skill that you've learned, or is it just naturally you're this way, or tell me about it?
I like to talk, so I guess, I mean, I guess that's some of it, but like, Girls Inc., I've been through some of the communication programs. So, I mean, they taught me, like, you're going to be nervous. No matter what you do, you're going to be nervous. But you have to get up there and you have to, I mean, blow people's socks off. Because, I mean, you're in there to do one thing, and that's to spread the word about Girls Inc., and that's what I'm here to do.
I love it. Well, okay, so you're 9 years old. Some of the, or you were 9 years old when you started. Take us through some of your favorite parts of Girls Inc., some of the programs that you've been through, and just how that's affected you.
I've always said since I was a little girl that I love historical black colleges. And I love women colleges because I love to embrace women. And I think that's okay that to be successful. So my favorite part of Girls Inc., my number one favorite, was when I think I was in like the fifth or sixth grade and we went to Spelman College. Yes, we went to Spelman with Girls Inc. And I just loved it because, and ever since then, that's the college I've wanted to go to. And so, yeah, I think that was my favorite part.
Now, Bea, I'm going to get you to jump in on this. That's an important aspect of it. I love that idea of taking these young ladies to colleges and showing them, hey, you know what? You can actually set foot on this campus. You can be part of this group. There's nothing stopping you right now. There's nothing stopping you in the future. Talk about that.
We start teaching about college when the girls are six. And they...
Wow. What parents do that, right?
Well, you know, we did it with my daughter before she even was born, and my son. So it was like part of their birth announcements.
You will go to college.
But no, you know, we really believe that if you don't hear about it at home, you're going to keep on hearing about college until you're in college from Girls Inc. I mean, it's an expectation. It's not like, it's not even a choice as far as we're concerned. You know, with the economy, the economic demands that there are, and the limits on unemployment, you have to have that as an edge. I haven't told all the girls yet they really need master's degrees as well, but
now that's you know we're half laughing, but now that's the deal. You sure do.
Yeah, it is a deal. So, but you know when they get into college, I mean they understand the demands of what the workplace wants, and they're going to have to move forward. So we make college come alive for the younger girls by bringing in women who are in different professions, talk to them about the kinds of jobs they have. And we do that. We keep on doing that as they get older. And then we also provide the girls with opportunities to, one of our recent camps. I mean, they took the kids, or we actually was doing an after-school program. They took the younger kids to a college campus to just kind of drive around and see. You know, one of the girls said, well, what's college, you know? Mm. And she's 7 or 8 when she said that?
Yeah, seven.
She asked, you know, well, what's college? And one of the other girls, you know, one of the staff explained to her what college is, and she said, well, I'm going to college. And 2 years later, when she was speaking at the Girl Walk event, you know, she got up there with Latrice Curry, Latrice Curry. And when she got up there, she... you know, Latrice said to her, you know, tell me what you were telling me before. And she said, she stands back and she goes, puts her hands on her hips and she goes, boys, stand back. I'm going to college.
Absolutely.
So it's, you know, it becomes a real part of who they are. And, you know, we certainly talk to the parents about the expectations, and parents want their kids to go to college. I mean, it's very real.
I love it. B. Laurie, Executive Director of Girls Inc. of Chattanooga, also talking with Kiana Lindsay. She has been with Girls Inc. since the age of 9. She's now 15 and doing great. Just an amazing young lady. When we come back, we're going to talk to the manager of elementary age programs with Girls Inc. of Chattanooga. Her name is Takara Johnson, and she has been sitting patiently. And a couple of times I can tell she's wanted to jump in, but that's fine. We're going to introduce you to her when we come back. 6:25, your WPLZ time. Thank you to InfoSystems Technology for sponsoring this hour with Girls Inc. on News Talk 95.3 WPLZ. I think I heard this song too on my what is it called?
Pandora. They've just discovered Pandora.
I've just started using it. I've always had the app on my phone, but I typed in the Eagles, and so now I'm getting like every 70s and early 80s classic rock song. It's really cool. Anyway, I digress a bit. News Talk 95.3 WPLZ. This hour brought to you by InfoSystems Technology. Check out what they can do for your company. I'm telling you, any info IT needs that your company has, even a phone network set up for your office, your nonprofit, your educational facility, they can do it. And here's the deal. They'll do it at the right price. They'll do it full of quality. And here's the thing I love about them, because I'm not that much of an IT guy. I know that's hard to believe, what with me having the Pandora and all. But what I like is the president, CEO, Clay Hales, is one of the nicest, most community-oriented guys in the world. Every week, Wednesday night, he donates this hour to nonprofits and folks that are just doing amazing, cool stuff right here in the Tennessee Valley. And Girls Inc. of Chattanooga certainly fits in with that. So our guests are B. Laurie. She is the executive director of Girls Inc. of Chattanooga. We also have Kiana Lindsay. She has been going through Girls Inc. since the age of 9. She is now 15, and I don't even think they're kicking her out anytime soon. I think she's going to be hanging out for a while. We also have, and let's go ahead and bring in Takara Johnson, the manager of elementary age programs with Girls Inc. of Chattanooga. And Takara, we've been talking a lot about education here, and I haven't brought you in yet, so let's go ahead and do that now. Talk about your aspect with Girls Inc. and the importance of just flat-out, good old-fashioned education when it comes to girls.
Well, I have the opportunity to manage an excellent after-school program, and it's our after-school program at Clifton Hills, Harrison United Methodist Church, and Hardy Elementary. And we use the Girls Inc. National Curriculum, which is outcome-based and evidence-driven. So we believe as Girls Inc. International that if your daughters begin with our program at the age of 6, that we will inspire them to be strong, smart, and bold through their journey of self-discovery, so that when they do graduate from high school, that college and or the workplace is not a stranger to them. They would have had the opportunity to meet professionals, go into different businesses, and once again, the curriculum teaches them about media literacy. It teaches them about economic literacy. It teaches them about being healthy. It teaches them about community service, leadership, careers, and life planning. So I do firmly believe that what we do at Girls Inc. Will benefit the community and the city of Chattanooga as a whole, because we are in the business of helping young girls become successful women.
Are you sure you believe it? Because you don't sound that passionate. It's just, I don't know if I'm buying it.
Can I just intervene here?
Absolutely.
I went to school with Takara, and I'm so proud to see her sitting right there talking
Thank
like
you.
That. So that's
Thank
all.
You.
That is awesome. And Takara, I want you to talk a little bit more about just how it fits in with regular schooling. And Kiana, chime in on this also. But all of the things that you mentioned are things that are almost extracurricular when it comes to just traditional school settings. And I know Kiana is not, I don't guess, necessarily traditional with CSAS is where you go to school, right?
Yes.
So did CSAS just get a woot woot from Mindy from Info Systems? Okay, fair enough. So let's talk a little bit about the marriage between what girls are learning at Girls Inc., all of the, I don't know if you'd call them intangibles, but the things that you don't learn at a traditional school setting and how that works with the traditional school setting.
One, our after-school programming is very hands-on. So this staff creates an atmosphere that is, one, safe, and it's nurturing, but we provide quality programming. So if it takes us to teach a girl how to learn the anatomy of her body through a doll, we have a doll called Zelda. And Zelda
a lovely
has,
name. Who the heck chose
Zelda? Zelda has every system that the body has. So, and it's just teaching the girls through this doll about the different reproductive system, the digestive system, where your liver is, where your kidneys are, and things like that. So it's very hands-on, but it's not traditional. They don't learn in the traditional classroom setting. So we don't have textbooks. We allow the girls to... If the only way they can describe their community is to get a large piece of paper and give them magazines and colored pencils and markers for them to create a visual of what their community looks like, then that's how we do it. So it's very non-traditional. So they don't feel like they're in school, although sometimes we are in a school setting. Our staff does as much as possible to make sure that they don't feel like they just left language arts and now they're going to natural sciences or anything like that. So we do many different things. We have people come in to teach taekwondo for safety. We'll do things such as have professional women come in. We just had a Dr. Jones come in to talk to the girls about the healthcare industry. And these girls were ages 6 through 8. So not only do they, now they have a face of a female who is a doctor, who went to college, graduated from college, went to medical school. So now they have someone that they can physically relate to when asking about what they want to be when they grow up.
Takara Johnson is the manager of the elementary age programs with Girls Inc. of Chattanooga on WPLZ. And Takara, talk a little bit about the importance of reaching these girls at this elementary age. Because you have that's a lot of pressure. Because you're like the first, the first touch person that these girls are going to, when they come into Girls Inc., it's all you.
Well, and the staff, and of course the administrative office at Girls Inc., we're all of a supportive team. And what I believe is we have the opportunity as the elementary division or, sector of Girls Inc., we have the opportunity to mold these girls. So when they're done with the program that we offer at the age of 11, and when they are 12, they go on to the middle school and teen programs. We feel that through our public speaking lessons and activities, through our leadership skills and different things that we teach weekly, we believe that those girls have a foundation so that when they do go to middle school, that is not a scary world for them as well. They can go out. And even at 8 years old, they're telling their peers the importance of going to college. This past fall, we had a Her Story fall camp, and a 9-year-old from Hardy Elementary stood up and told everybody that she will be the president of the United States of America. So what we did,
She didn't say she was going to be the first female president, did she? Because she's going to need to hurry. I think somebody, I'm sure somebody may beat her to it before then. But that's awesome. Let's bring in Kiana Lindsay. Kiana, again, has been with Girls Inc. since the age of 9, now 15 years old. Is a lot of this ringing true? And specifically, heading into middle school, what kind of a deal was that? Because middle school is just a freakish thing to start in sixth grade.
Girls Inc. really helped me because in middle school you're confused. I was dumb in middle school.
No.
Honestly. Yes. I wasn't. yes. I can admit it. But it's just Girls Inc. helped me so much because it's just like she said, middle school wasn't a surprise for me. And high school wasn't either. I mean, you know, because you have some of the things that they taught us friendly peer when we were younger. And you just really need friendly peer because you're able to say no to peer pressure, and you need that.
Now, what is friendly peer? Let's talk about
friendly peer.
For a second.
Is a curriculum that we teach. Well, I'm in one of the team programs, and we teach that to the middle school girls, and it's about being able to say no to peer pressure through drugs and alcohol, and being able to have healthy relationships and stuff. And that really, I went through the same curriculum when I was middle school age, and it really helped me because in middle school, they start drugs and alcohol in middle school.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So that really, really helped me because you're around it all the time. And if you don't know how to properly say no and be okay with it, then, I mean, it's pointless to even say no.
Yeah. And Takara, if we could get you to jump in on that, too. That's yeah. I think that's fascinating. The things that middle school kids have to go through. I remember when my daughter, who's in sixth grade, started middle school. You know, I came home, "Hey, how's your first day?" And, you know, she was telling me about just all of the ways that it was different. And, you know, the fifth grade, "Okay, honey, can I get that for you? Do you have all your books?" And in sixth grade, you know, do it yourself and you're expected to do this and do this and do this.
Yeah.
And there is this just incredible leap in independence that mm-hmm. you're expected to already have.
Well, I believe that at Girls Inc., our programming, our staff, the training that we receive and the trainings that were available, I mean, that we can attend, I believe that what that allows us to do is explore a world that we as adults have been removed from. Mm-hmm. So how I start each year is I go to the girls and I say, "Miss Takara hasn't been 7 years old in a long time." So what is going on as a 7 year old? What are some of the things that you're faced with as a seven year old? What do you like to do? Because when I was seven, I did things different.
Yeah.
So I believe that by getting those girls to open up, because that's who we are serving, are those girls. Get them to open up, take all their ideas, and then we look at our national curriculum. We go and do research. We talk to officials here or other agencies here in the community to find ways to partner. So I believe that we serve girls, so we start with their needs. And it's coming from the girls that we are serving daily. So we take all that together, and the team gets together, and we just create dynamic, fun, and educational programs.
Yeah, Kiana?
That's what I was going to say. That's what I loved about Girls Inc. It was just that when you have a curriculum that's based off of, you can't base a curriculum off of one certain specific girl, because everybody is different. And with Ms. Takara and going and saying, "I haven't been seven in a long time, like, what's going on?" That's what I loved about Girls Inc., because they did the same curriculum, but they fitted towards us and what we were going through, because what a seven-year-old was going through when Ms. Takara was younger is different was different than when I was seven, and my seven is different than a seven-year-old now, right. Seven. So, I mean, that's what I loved about Girls Inc. They fit it to how you are and what's going on in your time.
Is that a tough part of it, Takara, to fit all of the different backgrounds, the histories that everybody is coming to Girls Inc. with? I imagine there has to be some kind of standard, but you also have to tie that individualism in with it. How do you do that?
Once again, yes, they are all coming from different family dynamics, different yeah. community, different just walks of life. But however, they are all six-year-olds, seven-year-olds, yeah. and eight-year-olds. So that's what we allow them to be. We create a safe environment and provide that quality programming to where those things that may be different from the girl sitting next to them, it's not even anything that they can have time to think about. It's today we're going to learn about growing up body basics, and we're going to learn about the anatomy of our bodies. That's all they're worried about at that time. They're not worried about that she's from this side of the street, I'm yeah. from this side of the street. So we have been fortunate enough to where we can just make those girls alive. They thrive. They do things like that. So they're really not even, you know, at that age and around girls. That's what I like about the all-girl environment. It's like I can be a girl here no matter the color of my hair, no matter the shoes on my feet. All these are all girls, so they can relax. So they don't really come to us with those things. It's, I need, you know, can you help me with my homework? Or let me tell you about this story and how I handled this situation. So we've been fortunate enough to just tailor our program so that they are educational, that they're hands-on, and that those girls can go out and talk about what they've learned, and so that we can have them year after year after year until they're 18, and then they come back and work for us and do all those fun things.
Talked a little bit about homework. I mean, you know, you asked about the tie-in with the school day. It's mm-hmm. obviously the skills that kids need to be successful and confident and raise their hands, you know, because, you know, in class and not kind of be shy and sit back. But it's also, we do provide homework help. That's really important. There's time set aside for that. And for those girls who finish their homework or don't have homework, there's homework and enrichment work, too. So we're very focused on developing, developing their skills and understanding the link between, you know, how you reach your goals is by doing well in school.
All right. B. Laurie is our guest, along with Kiana Lindsay, who has been with Girls, Inc. and going through Girls, Inc. since the age of 9. We also have Takara Johnson, the manager of elementary age programs at Girls, Inc. of Chattanooga. We're talking Girls, Inc. We're the 50th.
Yes.
Yeah, 50th anniversary of Girls, Inc. of Chattanooga. What is it, like the 147th? Year of Girls, Inc. nationally being in existence. And we're going to have some fun when we come back. We did this during the 5 o'clock show the other day, but just talking a little bit about what Girls, Inc. was like 50 years ago versus what Girls, Inc. is like today. 6:45, thank you so much to InfoSystems Technology for sponsoring this hour of Your Life with Girls, Inc. You're listening to News Talk 95.3 WPLZ. Toto, been playing that one on Pandora also.
I was waiting on Pandora. I'm going to get a bell, and every time you say Pandora, we're going to ring it.
There's another thing, too. I forget the name of it. There's another one that apparently...
Spotify.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I get...
But that's the one that... See, but that one embarrasses me, because if I'm listening to something on it, and maybe I don't want everybody to know that I'm
Facebook.
Listening...
It goes on Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah, my pastor was like listening to 1980s music.
Yeah.
And I got this thing on Facebook saying, yeah, Pastor Ken is listening to, I don't know, Def Leppard. I don't know what it was, but like, Pastor Ken, why do I know this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 6:49. Thank you to InfoSystems for sponsoring this hour of Your Life. Talking with some of the phenomenal young ladies with Girls, Inc., and I do include all of you in the title of Young Ladies. B. Laurie, the executive director, is with us. And B., I'm just incredibly pleased that with the guests that you've brought. What great representation of Girls, Inc. First of all, we have Takara Johnson, who is the manager of elementary age programming, who we've been talking to. We also have Kiana Lindsay, who has been with Girls, Inc. She's a stellar student at CSAS. She's been doing Girls, Inc. since the age of 9. And let me put both of you on the spot, and I'll Takara, we'll start with you so that Kiana can just worry for a minute. But if you had to pick, I don't know, the two coolest things, Like when you get in with those girls, and let's say it's the beginning of the year, and you've got a little six-year-old that's just come in, shy, doesn't know anybody, just kind of hanging out by herself. And then the end of the year, just kind of talk about that process. And what are the top one or two things that just at the end of a school year, you are just pleased as punch about with what you've seen through Girls Inc.?
That's what we call our success stories and our aha moments. Just when you have a girl who comes in the middle of August when we are starting up and she's never been in a group dynamic like this. She's usually going home with someone after school, someone in her family. So she's after school. So she's away from her friends from school. So she first gets there. She's very shy. She's very timid. She, you know, she wants to go home. And then you just continue to work with her. That's one thing through the leadership component that we're able to help girls who think that they are shy and timid kind of blossom into being powerful and successful students. So I believe that by the end of the year, that is the best thing. When you have that girl who started out, who was just in tears, who could not believe that her mother and her father is not picking her up from school anymore. She has to go in and with these group of girls who are sometimes older and younger than her. And then when you get to the end and you're wrapping up the year and she's in tears again and you're like, okay, I thought we fixed this. And she's actually upset because she won't see us again to August. So I think that moments like that keep all of us at Girls Inc. grounded and keep us focused on what our mission is, and that is to inspire girls to be strong, smart, and bold. So now she's somewhere right now done with her homework and she's out telling people what she learned today, and that was about the importance of community service.
And if she's listening to this program and not done with her homework, she's speeding through it very rapidly right now.
And they all should be listening. I had them all tune in today to listen.
Wonderful.
Because they like to know what happens at the big house. That's what they call the administrative office.
The big house.
So whenever we have an opportunity, we inform them and their parents about different community outreach opportunities that we have and different things of this magnitude.
All right, Kiana, let's come over to you. Kiana Lindsay has been with Girls Inc. since the age of 9. She's now 15. And you do have a learner's permit, right?
Yes, I do.
And are your parents going to let you drive at 16 by yourself?
My mama's scared. My daddy's like,
Yeah, that's how this daddy is. I'm like, no, when you're 40, Kiana, then you'll be okay to drive.
Oh,
is that
my
okay?
Gosh.
All right.
Can I brag on Kiana for a moment? Because
please
she's
do.
Being very modest. She's a 4.0. That's her GPA. And she is the youngest person in the history of Girls Inc. to be on our board of directors. She started when she was a freshman. And, you know, when the manager brought her to my attention and said, because the girls make a decision and with the staff, you know, in terms of who should be on the board of directors, but it's really the girls. And they recommended Kiana. I was like, she's a freshman. You know, we only do this for seniors, maybe juniors. And so, you know, the staff person really convinced me. And then I interviewed Kiana, and it was like there was no doubt in my mind that she would be perfect. So she's just remarkable, and it's just been wonderful watching her develop.
And so are you still on the board of directors?
Yes,
she is.
That
it's
is
a year
amazing.
Term, yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Well, the same question to you, basically. What's your process through Girls Inc.? What are some of the top aha moments that you've experienced?
Well, I was never the shy girl. I've always been talkative and loud, so that wasn't
no.
me. Yes. But just going into Girls Inc., not knowing anything about anything really, and just coming out at the end of the year, just what, 9 months later, and knowing so much about all different aspects of life just really is like my aha moment, because it's just like in 9 months, when this happened, I didn't even feel like I learned that much in school. I mean, compared to Girls Inc. And it's just like Girls Inc. prepared me so much, and I just loved it. I loved it.
It sounds like at school, you're learning the basics. You're getting the education. You're learning the numbers, the history, all of this. But it sounds like with a program like Girls Inc., you're learning life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right alongside. Mm-hmm. Is that a good way to say it?
That's a perfect way to put it.
I'm not even going to charge you for that, but I'm writing it down. That was amazing.
But, you know, we're also, I mean, our girls are doing a Psy Girls program, which is one of the few non-Girls Inc. programs we're using, which is all about sciences, an Emmy Award-winning program. So they, you know, when they do the body basics, I mean, that's life, but they're also learning about, you know, what they can do to make choices about their bodies. Mm. There's just lots of aspects to it that, you know, teach them so many skills that are really essential, like we talked about a little earlier. I mean, our little ones are learning analytical skills, you know, all kinds of problem-solving skills as part of what they're doing. And they're learning how to look at problems from multiple dimensions. So, but academics is really important to what we do, too.
And Kiana, are there any, and I'm totally going out on a limb here, but have you been doing any mentoring of younger kids, and is that structured in Girls Inc.?
Yes, actually, I'm on the Volunteer Tennessee, and we go to the middle schools, and we talk to the girls about drugs and alcohol and peer pressure and how to keep healthy relationships and communication skills, all that good
stuff. All right, well, we have a few minutes left, but Bea, let's come over to you, because I know you guys have a lot going on, the 50th anniversary of Girls Inc. here in Chattanooga. And let's talk, A, about the fall break programs, but also want to end the program by having a little bit of fun just by comparing Now and Then with Girls Inc. But let's talk about the fall programs first.
Well, I'm going to give the fall break piece back to Cora, but there is educational components, a lot of them, to our fall break programs and all of our break programs, including, in this case, chemistry. So Takura will talk a little bit about how we integrate all those different aspects with the camp.
Okay, this October 17th through the 21st, at the First Church of the Nazarene, Girls Inc. of Chattanooga will be hosting our fall break camp, which is titled Chef Girl. So what it will do is it will educate and inform our girls about the culinary experience. However, we're doing that through math, science. We even have one or two male chefs who will come out and do demonstrations with the girls so that they can see that cooking is not just for women. It's for anyone who wants to participate. We'll take a field trip to Crabtree Farms. We will learn about kitchen safety, and the girls will have the opportunity to prepare meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner that require minimal parental supervision. So they'll actually have on their chef hats and get to doing things like that. The ages for this camp are ages 6 through 11. That will be Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we do still have some slots available, but this camp is selling out. It's going to be outstanding, and we look to, you know, just open their minds to the culinary experience.
All right, and B, first of all, what was the note that Tara slid you? Because I bet it's about volunteerism.
Absolutely.
Okay, Tara's big on that. I know you guys are too. So let's hit that real quick, because that is important. It takes a lot of people.
So Cora has identified several volunteers already, but if there are folks who want to volunteer, we do require a background check and a drug check, drug screen, for the safety of our girls. But we need homework helpers in our after-school programs. I mean, that's really essential.
To just sit with the kids and help them with homework?
Well, not help them, just kind of guide them so that they're not giving them, you know, the answers. The kids will learn how to think themselves. but I want to talk about our 50th anniversary event. I mean, this is going to be a fantastic, fantastic event. Mm-hmm. It is October 14th, a week from this Friday. It's going to be at the Chattanooga, and we're celebrating 50 years, and we're going to have music with the Mailman Show Band. That's going to be from the five decades of Girls Inc.'s history. It's a black tie optional, so if you want to come decked out, you can, and if you want to come, you know, less decked out, you can too. You know, it's full hors d'oeuvres all the way through dessert, you know, a live auction, and a short program so we can spend time just having fun.
And all the information also on the website, girlsincofchattanooga.org.
Yes, absolutely.
And we have like 30 seconds, poor time planning on my part, but real quick, give an example of Girls Inc. of Chattanooga when it started 50 years ago versus Girls Inc. Chattanooga today.
In the 60s, the girls were doing flower arranging, focusing on etiquette. Now they're doing, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math since the early 90s, and they are 100% of our girls go on to college who are in our high school after school program.
I love that. Just real quick, no pressure, Kiana, but don't blow that average. It's 100%.
Okay.
So, you know, don't mess it up, all right? All right, Girls Inc. of Chattanooga, I love it. Info Systems Technology, thank you so much for sponsoring this hour with Girls Inc. I'm David Garnes. Have a good night.